Next guest is a man who has been sadly missed this year for the Power. His name is Jared Pollack and he joins us now. How are you, Jared?
Yeah, not too bad, boys. Yourself?
Hey, we're well, thank you. Press release out talking about your year, and I guess now it's over for the year. What's the latest on your foot? And I guess, are we confident that we can get back and have a full pre-season next year?
Yeah, I had scans yesterday, and the results I'll find out tomorrow, but by the sounds of it, sounds like it's still healing pretty well and hopefully hold off surgery still, but still got to find out when I start to run if I still have pain in my foot, whether I can go through the pain or got to need surgery. So the question is still there, but yeah, it's taking it nice and slow.
So there's a chance then if you do get that pain and you have to have surgery, which doesn't sound great. What's that scenario and how long would you miss if that was the case?
Well, I haven't really spoken about the surgery type part yet, but it's just a waiting game. I'll start running hopefully by next week or the week after, and we'll go from there. So still no idea what's really going on.
So it's the vernicular bone. Tell us what that is.
Navicular.
Navicular. Polly, did you know that it was the navicular, not the vernicular? Tell us about it. It's a weight-bearing bone, isn't it, in the foot?
Yeah, it takes the pressure through the foot, and it's not a very good bone to break, unfortunately. It's got the lowest blood supply going through it, so it's a real slow healing process, and yeah, it's just a bit of a waiting game, really.
So how did you do it? Was it a stress thing? Was it a knock, a bang? How did you break it?
It's a bit of a stress thing. So after round two, after the first quarter against Sydney, I started feeling a pain in my foot. We thought it was my tib post. So we kept pushing it, kept trying to jab it, and fortunately it was my navicular bone starting to get too stressed out and eventually cracked after the Crows game.
So it was wrongly diagnosed at the start. That wouldn't have helped.
We all thought it was the same thing, and then the doctor said, well, we might have to do a bone density scan, and unfortunately it turned out to be the navicular bone.
So you haven't played since round five. Have you spoke to Jack Trengove or anybody else from Melbourne or people that have done that injury to assist you, Polly?
No, I haven't actually. I've just been just doing whatever the surgeon says, really, and whatever he says goes. So I think he's well qualified. We went to see a guy in Sydney, and yeah, he's given us all the right things to do, and we're just going to keep doing the right things by him.
How frustrating has it been sitting on the sidelines? I guess at round five, it wasn't looking too bad at 3-2 or whatever the prognosis was at that stage, but it's gone horribly wrong since there. You've been frustrated watching on?
Yeah, I guess it is frustrating. I think when you're sitting in the stands, the game's a lot simpler and a lot slower. And I guess when you're on the field, you've got to make those tough decisions. Unfortunately, I made a few wrong decisions this year and it's cost us.
You're the difference, Polly. From round five, it just headed south.
No, definitely not the difference, mate. I was still losing a few games early on as well. We were never in the form that we were in last year, and fortunately we haven't really recovered.
Yeah, well, your stocks have risen, in my opinion. You're diligent at your rehab. You enjoy that?
Yeah, I guess I've improved a lot over my course of learning what's the rights and what's the wrongs in Brisbane. And I've come a long way since then and really mature and taking it nice and easy on the foot and, yeah, just doing all the little things right.
Good lad.
What have you been doing to keep yourself occupied? Have the coaching staff given you something to work on with the players? Game day, you're watching anything in particular?
I'm always staying around the midfield and trying to learn still as much as I can. And I tend to like to get away from it a bit as well, just a bit of mental rest while I'm injured. It can be exhausting when you're injured and you're doing sweat box sessions all the time. So, it's good to get away as well.
That midfield's just not cranked up like it was last year. Polly, you've watched it closely. What's your assessment of that?
I think it's a bit of confidence. We're just lacking a bit of confidence. We're not as clean as what we were last year either. And I think it's something so simple that we can fix, but it's just taken a while, unfortunately.
We've been discussing tonight, there's 4 weeks to go. What does that last 4 weeks look like from the club's perspective? What are you trying to get out of the last 4 weeks?
From the club's perspective, I think we're just going to play physical football, and we haven't really been physical over the last few weeks, been pushed around quite a bit. So hopefully we can just show you how physical and never giving up, even though we might, we probably won't play finals, but we're just going to have a crack and give the last four games a real shake-up.
And what was the review like? A couple of man conversations in there, Holly?
The review, yeah, it was just got to get back to basics and just do the little things right, like not slipping over, be tough over the football, especially when things don't go our way. We're good when it comes our way, but when it doesn't, we got to man up a bit.
We threw it out to your Port listeners. What do you want to see for the last 4 weeks? A name that keeps popping up is a kid by the name of Mason Shaw. I know he got a bit of an injury last week. He only kicked the one goal. Where's he at? 197 centimetres, very mobile, strong mark, can kick a goal. Is he a talent on the horizon, is he?
Definitely a talent on the horizon. He's just got to get consistent games in terms of match fitness. So, unfortunately, he's been hit with injuries quite a fair bit this year. So hopefully his body settles down a bit and gives him a chance to have a few consistent games.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Jared. We wish you well with your rehab. We hope that foot, once you start running, comes up fine and that you get it right and you have a full pre-season next year and get back to playing.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Good work, Polly. Gee, they missed him. Look, his run, his elite leg and decision-making from halfback, the short kick as well as the long kick. Mm. He's a ripper.
Well, and he carries the ball. He's one of those metre eaters. You know,
he's
600 or 700 metres gained every week. Like I say, he's a great exponent of the short kick, a little 20-metre pass inside the one.
And then the old one too.
Yeah, they've missed that a fair bit this year. You're right. His stocks have certainly risen since he hasn't been playing, but they need him to get back out there. But I was a little bit concerned, though, about the discussion about maybe needing an operation if it doesn't feel quite right. We just hope that goes the right way for both him and Port supporters.